Grace, mercy, and the peace of God be with all of you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Beloved in the Lord, particularly those of you who will today be receiving your vicarage assignments. Whenever the Word of God is laid on our hearts, there are always certain barriers to its effectiveness in our lives. For many of us this afternoon, that barrier may well be our preoccupation with a single word, the word where. Not what will I be doing, not how will God use me, but where is it going to be? About 4 years ago, a would-be vicar from one of our seminaries was being interviewed by the placement officer before vicarage assignment. He made it quite clear to the placement officer that he had certain preferences: California, Florida, Texas would do, and even Hawaii. His approach was, wherever the Lord sends me, I am willing to serve. But he did not want to sound too specific, so he asked for assignment somewhere to a saltwater state. Well, as usually happens with these things, he got his wish, and he was assigned to Alaska. Lest you are still preoccupied with where your vicarage assignment might be, let me remind you that it's too late to worry about it. As of last Monday, it was all decided. So we can set aside that preoccupation and instead let the Holy Spirit redirect our thoughts to ask, with what attitude, with what expectations and anticipations, with what preparation would God have me go forth now in His name to do His will? And that's why we are giving these assignments in the context of this worship service, so that here, sanctified by the Word of God and prayer, we might enter upon this important step in our pastoral preparation and be sent forth according to God's will. And the text I have chosen to help focus our thoughts on this occasion is the one that is recorded in Luke chapter 10, reading verses 1 to 11 and 16 to 20. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to come. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you forth as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and salute no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace shall rest upon him. But if not, it shall return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, then go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your feet that clings to you, we wipe off against you.' He who hears you hears me, and he who rejects you rejects me, and he who rejects me rejects him who sent me." And the 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, Even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. So far our text. The text is a familiar one to all of us. And it would certainly take more fancy exegetical footwork than we care to do today to find points of application in every aspect of this text to that which is happening among us today. I would, however, like to focus on four themes that I find in this text and apply each one of those to our service and to this assignment of vicarages. The first point of which we are reminded in this text is that as you men go out on vicarage, you are going off to school. Now, that may come as a surprise. Perhaps you have been thinking it will be good to get out of school, and for 12 months you won't have school to worry about. But that's not true. These 70 were not sent away from school, but to school. For some time they had been following Jesus around, listening to his sermons and discourses, observing his life, wondering over his miracles. And now the time had come to send them out for on-the-job training, to go into the villages and towns where Jesus himself would come. They would learn by doing. And that's exactly what vicarage is for you. It is on-the-job school. There are some differences, to be sure. Your classrooms are not in St. Louis. They will be in California and Quebec and Connecticut. Your professors will be supervising pastors and members of congregations. Your curriculum will be handling the word of life among God's people. But for all of that, it will still be very much school. For you are not going forth as assistant pastors. You are not going forth as pastors on probation, but as students. Students of the word. Students of yourselves. Students of God's people. And as students, you need a teachable attitude. Speak, Lord, your servant hears. You need to listen to the working and to the speaking of God's Spirit in your life through those whom he will place with you. A second point is that because this involves school, do not expect it to be all that easy. There's one important difference between service in the church and service in the world. For the most part, those in the world seek to get more than they give. And we always seek an easier way by having other people do more and more for us. And of course, by the world's definition, greatness depends on how many people you have doing your will. But when the Lord sent the 70 out, he warned them it would not be easy. Do not take purse or bag. They would not get rich. The application for vicars is obvious. I am sending you like lambs among the wolves. They would face opposition to them and to their message. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. As they went out, they would make a discovery that would rest like a burden on their hearts all their life, a burden for the lost. And the awareness that no matter how hard they work, the task will never be finished. Now, of course, we prefer to avoid hardships. We prefer to avoid painful experiences, even though there can be little growth, if any, without pain. But if your vicarage is to accomplish God's purpose for you and for the church, go forth expecting hardships, expecting that there might be pain, that there will be disappointments, that there will be soul searching. There will be the hardship of the heavy grind, of the self-discipline that's required. There will be the correction of your supervising pastor. There will be the frank but loving admonition of Grandma Schmidt. The difficulties are going to be there. We cannot avoid them. But let them be for your good and for the church's good. But the third point is that although you are going to school, although you are facing difficulties, it is schooling with a difference, and difficulties for a purpose. For your purpose in going out is not only to learn more, but it is also to be heralds of the King. The 70 were sent forth for that purpose into every village and town where Jesus himself would later come. And you are going out not in your own authority, not with the authority of the seminary alone, not with your own message, but you are going out with God's message. Tell them the kingdom of God is near you. And you are going with his authority. He who listens to you listens to me. He who rejects you rejects me. But he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. One of the important personal struggles a pastor must come to terms with is a sense of his own worth, identity, and purpose in life. A sense of self-confidence, if you will. And your vicarage will be an experience in developing that self-confidence. But these words remind us that that is ultimately not a confidence in ourselves. It is a confidence in what God has done with ourselves and what he has made us to be. That our message has validity and power, not because we speak it so eloquently or display it so beautifully in our lives, but because it is God's message. And it has his name, power, and authority behind it. What an unworthy privilege to be heralds of the King. And the more we proclaim God's message, the more we see the miracles that it performs in the lives of people, the more we will realize the power is in the message and not in the messenger. And so these months that are ahead of us ought to be for us, or ought to provide us with, a healthy development of self-understanding, that we see ourselves as God's instruments for the proclamation of his gospel, not lords of the church who see to it that our will is accomplished. And then finally, there is a postscript to this account. Eventually, the on-the-job training is over. The 70 return, and they return with joy. Lord, even the demons submit to us. Their experience was an unqualified success. Imagine how gladly and freely they came back to him and talked to him and to one another, sharing the experiences that they had had. In the fall of 1986, it will be like that for you. You will be coming back from all the towns and villages into which you have gone, and you will come back a little older, but a lot wiser. You will have learned much, only to realize how little you know. You will rejoice over many things. You will rejoice that you have survived. that you have passed your vicarage, that there's only one more year left, perhaps that you found a wife. There will be many things over which to rejoice. But this word reminds you there is something to rejoice in above all else. Not that the spirits submit to you, not that you have proven you can be an effective pastor, but that your name is written in heaven. It oughtn't be written there. Your name ought to be among those that a holy and just God crumpled up in his hand and threw into the garbage bin of hell. Because you and I and all of us proved to be a total failure as far as God's plan and intent for us was concerned. And in his justice, he ought to have given up on us, in fact, on the whole human experiment a long, long time ago. But he didn't. And we know he didn't. Instead, he gave his son into death. He gave his son to come into this world to take all the imperfections of the whole human race upon himself, to fulfill the law perfectly for the sake of all of us, and then to go the way of the cross as though he personally were guilty of every sinful thought, word, and action that had ever been and ever would be committed by the whole human race. And he went to hell on our behalf so that we don't need to. And now, through faith in Christ as our Savior, through having been made God's children, through the washing away of our sins, our names are written in heaven. Written there, not through the smudgy scrawl of our own accomplishments, not through the bold headlines of the great things we're going to do in the next year or in our ministry, but written there with the blood of Christ. Our names are written in heaven. They are written in the palm of his hand. Written down not just in God's memory book somewhere, but written in his heart. He could not forget us, even if he wanted to. The gospel of last Sunday is the gospel for every day. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. And my sheep know me. And that, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that is our ultimate joy in life. That is our ultimate fulfillment in ministry, that our names are written in heaven. And our labor is intended to see to it that more names are written there by God's free grace. And so you see, it really doesn't matter where. The world is full of sinners. The world is full of those who need to hear the message of the King and be brought to faith in him. And therefore, where is not important. God will give us people to whom we can minister and from whom we can learn. And so today, in the name of Christ, the church sends you forth into every village and town where our Lord himself would come. And it does so with the prayer that you will be eager and willing to learn in this new school that you're going to attend. That God will strengthen you for whatever hardships or pain are in your way. That you will be effective heralds of the King. And that you will have this abiding joy that, yes, your names are written in heaven. Go with God. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in true faith unto life everlasting. Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Blessed Lord, since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
In a meeting on Monday, April the 29th, the Council of Presidents of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, acting as the Board of Assignments, assigned vicarages to you men, whom the faculty of Concordia Seminary and the Colloquy Committee presented for vicarage placement at this time. The Council of Presidents joyously acknowledges that you are ready to serve the Lord in this capacity and prays that God will bless and guide your labors and your learning during this time of vicarage.
Will you MDiv students who will receive vicarage assignments please step forward to receive your assignments as your name together with the place of your assignment is called. Clifford Adair, Missouri District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Coal Camp, Missouri. William Ofton Camp, Central Illinois District, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Springfield, Illinois. Bryce Bayreuther, Missouri District, Hope Lutheran Church, Maryville, Missouri. Brian Bestian, Southern California District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Santa Ana, California. Joel Bierman, SELC District, Calvary Lutheran Church, Parma, Ohio. John Bonk, Minnesota North District, St. Peter Lutheran Church, Randall, Minnesota. Bruce Brackman, Texas District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Sealy, Texas. John Brunette, Southern California District, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Orange, California. Gary Childs, Southeastern District, Ascension Lutheran Church, Charlotte, North Carolina. J. Blair Clark, Jr., Oklahoma District, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Theodore Cook, Missouri District, Our Savior Lutheran Church, Sedalia, Missouri. James Craver, Michigan District, Grace Lutheran Church, Auburn, Michigan. Kenneth Davidson, SELC District, Zion Lutheran Church, Clark, New Jersey. Curtis Dieterding, Ohio District, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Lancaster, Ohio. Paul Dunklau, Michigan District, Messiah Lutheran Church, Clio, Michigan. William Eichhoff, Minnesota South District, St. John's Lutheran Church, Young America, Minnesota. John Ellington, Missouri District, Concordia Lutheran Church, Maplewood, Missouri. Randall Ferguson, the Rocky Mountain District, Mount Hope Lutheran Church, Boulder, Colorado. Douglas Fleischfresser, Michigan District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Onekama, Michigan. Brian Friedrich, Michigan District, Outer Drive Faith Lutheran Church, Detroit, Michigan. Stephen Fullen, Texas District, Hispanic In-Service Training Ministry, Austin, Texas. Gary Gelbach, Southern District, Christ Lutheran Church, Jackson, Mississippi. Timothy Geitz, North Dakota District, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Wahpeton, North Dakota. Stephen Guggens, Atlantic District, True Light Lutheran Church, New York, New York. Neil Groling, Northwest District, Zion Lutheran Church, Anchorage, Alaska. Gary Hagen, Iowa District West, Mount Olive Lutheran Church, Des Moines, Iowa. Edwin Harkey, Southern District, Jehovah Lutheran Church, Pensacola, Florida. Stephen Harmon, Michigan District, Calvary Lutheran Church, Lincoln Park, Michigan. Michael Hart, Southeastern District, Urban Ministry Coalition, Baltimore, Maryland. Roland Hartman, Nebraska District, Calvary Lutheran Church, Rosemont, Nebraska. Jeffrey Heimsoth, Atlantic District, St. John's Lutheran Church, Sayville, New York. E. Wade Helmkamp, Minnesota South District, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Blue Earth, Minnesota. Michael Hill, Ohio District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Zanesville, Ohio. Stephen Hokana, Florida Georgia District, Hope Lutheran Church, Bradenton, Florida. James Honig, Southeastern District, Bethany Lutheran Church, Alexandria, Virginia. Stephen Hulke, Iowa District West, St. John Lutheran Church, Charter Oak, Iowa. Ricky Jacob, Michigan District, Grace Lutheran Church, Baldwin, Michigan. John Johnson, Michigan District, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Battle Creek, Michigan. Michael King, Northern Illinois District, Our Savior Lutheran Church, Franklin Park, Illinois. Kerry Kirkhart, Northern Illinois District, Gloria Dei Lutheran Church, Chicago, Illinois. Brent Klein, South Wisconsin District, St. John Lutheran Church, Plymouth, Wisconsin. Mark Cochus, Michigan District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Davison, Michigan. Mark Krause, Eastern District, St. John Lutheran Church, Hamlin, New York. Thomas Kreps, Iowa District West, Trinity Lutheran Church, Des Moines, Iowa. Kevin Crone, Montana District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Great Falls, Montana. David Coonley, North Dakota District, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Grand Forks, North Dakota. Bruce Lamont, Minnesota South District, Mount Moriah Lutheran Church, Byron, Minnesota. Paul Ligaber, Southern Illinois District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Nashville, Illinois. Glenn Lucas, Michigan District, Greenfield Peace Lutheran Church, Detroit, Michigan. Richard Marburger, South Wisconsin District, Our Savior Lutheran Church, Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Peter Marsis, California, Nevada, Hawaii District, Our Savior Lutheran Church, Cupertino, California. Stephen Massey, Board for Mission Services, Divine Savior Lutheran Church, Zacapa, Guatemala. William McDaniel, Central Illinois District, Redeemer Lutheran Church, Peoria, Illinois. Winfred Meyer, Nebraska District, Zion Lutheran Church, Shelton, Nebraska. Michael Mittendorf, the Rocky Mountain District, Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Lakewood, Colorado. Charles Miller, the Rocky Mountain District, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Artesia, New Mexico. Michael Miller, New England District, St. Peter's Lutheran Church, Norwalk, Connecticut. Charles Minitry, New England District, St. Matthew's Lutheran Church, New Britain, Connecticut. Christopher Mitchell, Nebraska District, St. John Lutheran Church, Seward, Nebraska. John Mitchell, Jr., Southern California District, St. John Lutheran Church, Bullhead City, Arizona. Kenneth Mitschke, the Rocky Mountain District, Mount Zion Lutheran Church, Castle Rock, Colorado. Timothy Miller, Iowa District West, Grace Lutheran Church, Lemars, Iowa. Paul Neuberger, Florida Georgia District, Our Savior Lutheran Church, Plantation, Florida. Richard Neugebauer, Montana District, Messiah Lutheran Church, Missoula, Montana. Michael Newman, SCLC District, Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, Garfield, New Jersey. Mark Nordman, Southern Illinois District, Zion Lutheran Church, Litchfield, Illinois. Mark Palmer, Manitoba and Saskatchewan District, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. David Palomaki, Nebraska District, Christ Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Nebraska. Joe Ed Peterson, Michigan District, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Bay City, Michigan. David Peter, Oklahoma District, Christ the Redeemer Lutheran Church, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Earl Pierce, Texas District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Fairfield, Texas. Dale Pritchard, English District, Concordia Lutheran Church, Akron, Ohio. Arlo Pullman, Eastern District, Hope Lutheran Church, Rochester, New York. Jared Rabel, Florida Georgia District, Faith Lutheran Church, Eustis, Florida. Michael Redinger, Oklahoma District, Christ Lutheran Church, Elk City, Oklahoma. L.J. Reinke, Southeastern District, Pilgrim Lutheran Church, Bethesda, Maryland. Richard Rickus, South Wisconsin District, Our Redeemer Lutheran Church, Sheboygan, Wisconsin. John Roth, Florida Georgia District, Redeemer Lutheran Church, Stuart, Florida. John Roots, South Wisconsin District, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin. Stephen Reinerson, SELC District, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Greenwich, Connecticut. J. Richard Sawyer, North Wisconsin District, Faith Lutheran Church, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Stephen Sachs, Nebraska District, Hope Lutheran Church, Omaha, Nebraska. John Schmidtke, Central Illinois District, Christ Lutheran Church, Peoria, Illinois. Mitchell Schussler, Iowa District East, St. John's Lutheran Church, Osage, Iowa. Gary Schultz, Wyoming District, Our Savior Lutheran Church, Torrington, Wyoming. H. Christopher Sheets, Northern Illinois District, Peace Lutheran Church, Chicago, Illinois. Russell Shoemaker, Missouri District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Timothy Shoup, California, Nevada, Hawaii District, Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, San Jose, California. Richard Snow, New England District, First Lutheran Church, Boston, Massachusetts. Scott Sommerfeld, Texas District, Hope Lutheran Church, Friendswood, Texas. Andrew Spalek, Missouri District, Peace Lutheran Church, LeMay, Missouri. Timothy Stalky, the Rocky Mountain District, Centro Cristiano de Isleta, El Paso, Texas. Kenyon Stroud, Florida, Georgia District, Hispanic In-Service Training Ministry, Miami, Florida. Harold Tatone, Texas District, Concordia Lutheran Church, San Antonio, Texas. Michael Turow, Central Illinois District, St. John's Lutheran Church, East Moline, Illinois. Carl Troval, Texas District, Hispanic In-Service Training Ministry, Austin, Texas. Eric Van Syke, Ohio District, St. Thomas Lutheran Church, Rocky River, Ohio. John Veeker, Michigan District, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Royal Oak, Michigan. David Wagner, Florida, Georgia District, Our Savior Lutheran Church, Lake Worth, Florida. Gregory Walton, Missouri District, Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, Grandview, Missouri. Paul Wong, Texas District, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Groves, Texas. Kent Wartick, Missouri District, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Farmington, Missouri. Paul Werner, Nebraska District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Grand Island, Nebraska. Kevin Westergren, Northern Illinois District, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Norwood Park, Illinois. Gene Whitlatch, Texas District, First Lutheran Church, Texarkana, Texas. Michael Walters, Southern California District, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Inglewood, California. Bill Woolsey, Michigan District, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Flint, Michigan. Carl Wright, Iowa District West, Christ Lutheran Church, Boughton, Iowa. Eric Zacharias, Montana District, Beautiful Savior Lutheran Church, Troy, Montana. And now would you men in the colloquy program step forward to receive your assignments as your name, together with the place of your assignment, is called. Roger Henning, Northern Illinois District, Zoar Lutheran Church, Elmwood Park, Illinois. Elliot Judd, South Wisconsin District, Our Redeemer Lutheran Church, Delavan, Wisconsin. William Stunkel, Northwest District, St. John Lutheran Church, Vancouver, Washington. Paul Timer, Jr., Texas District, Grace Lutheran Church, Mart, Texas. David Wackenhuth, Atlantic District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Islip, New York. The following assignments were also made and are announced in the absence of the men involved. Master of Divinity students, Jeffrey K., Minnesota South District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Mountain Lake, Minnesota. V. James Meyer, Southern District,
St. Paul Lutheran Church, New Orleans, Louisiana, and colloquy student, Don Force, Northern Illinois District, St. John's Lutheran Church, Chicago, Illinois.